High School once again. And we got another high school basketball beauty here. Cascades Conference Clash. It is the Napoleon Pirates hosting the Hanover Horton Comets. And we are also live on Facebook right now at the WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM page. And once again, getting things started here, we're going to give you a chance to win Pistons tickets. The first one to comment on our live video will be our Pistons ticket winner. We got tickets to see the Pistons and the San Antonio Spurs on February 10th at the Palace of Auburn Hills. One of the final chances to go see the Pistons at the Palace. So, yeah, get your comment on our Facebook Live video first, and we'll get you set up with those tickets. I want to send a shout-out to some add-on sponsors tonight, especially supporting the Hanover Horton Comets. Of course, the Hanover Horton School District, Mr. Denny in attendance tonight. Additionally, Lomar Machine and Tool, Modern Waste Systems, Jackson District Library, and Advanced Fluid Technology have joined our crew. So we're glad to have all those sponsors on board. Jason, you know, it's a clash that I was kind of excited to see you getting started. It's got a little bit of, I don't know, I don't want to call it a letdown or anything, but Hanover Horton's squad is under the weather today.
Yeah, the winter season rears its ugly head, not just in the weather with the snow and the roads and the terrible conditions, but also with the flu season, and it's impacted a couple of players. One of the Hanover squad did not make the trip tonight. A few others are afflicted with the flu. Will make the trip, and we'll see how much playing time they get, if any. We'll see how it impacts this this showdown. Both these teams are one loss in the conference, so this could decide which one of these teams continues to play for a share of trying to chase down Michigan Center.
Yeah, Hanover Horton, two wins in a row after they lost to Michigan Center in the Cardinals gym, their last win over Vandercook Lake team, 79-71. So that was kind of a tight game, and a Vandercook Lake team that's probably a little better than their record might indicate. Max Prep still has Hanover Horton ranked at number 10 in Class C. Meanwhile, the Napoleon Pirates on a one-game winning streak following their loss here at the Pirates' home gym to the same Michigan Center Cardinals team. So they got a 59-45 win on against Addison. So both teams 5-1 in the league, and both of those losses coming to Michigan Center. So like you said, they're really trying to keep pace with the Cardinals right now and see who's going to be able to, you know, be there with a chance to swoop in and steal that Cascades Conference Championship. Yeah.
Somebody's still got to beat Michigan Center in this conference. They're still undefeated in the conference. They're 11-0 on the year, so they continue to roll. So one of these two teams or another team is going to have to beat them for either one of these teams, whichever one comes out with a win tonight, to have at least a shot to share the conference championship. Michigan Center still has another game against Hanover. They have one more against Napoleon. So they've got a tight schedule as well. And both of these teams have very tough schedules going forward as well. Hanover Horton, the record against opposing teams after this game is 61-51. For Napoleon, they've got their tough season ahead of them at 66-45 for the rest of their opponents. So they've really got to get it going and turn it up for crunch time here, especially heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, Cascades Conference action here on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. And again, our first commenter tonight on the Facebook Live video has got a chance to snag a pair of Pistons tickets against the Spurs at the Palace on February 10th. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break here on the pregame, and we will come back after 4 minutes, get your starters lined up, and get everything set for tip-off here. Hanover Horton on the road taking on the Napoleon Pirates on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
How did two regular guys end up with a popular PBS television show and a book that features cool people, places, and things that make Michigan a great place to be? Find out how it all happened with Emmy Award-winning producer Tom Dalton and Jim Edelman, the men from Under the Radar, Michigan. They'll travel to the Jackson District Library in downtown Jackson on January 21st at 2 p.m. Join them for an inspirational story of reinvention and discovery. Please call Debbie Sears at 788-4087. For more information.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid. A positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness. Be a part of the greatness. Be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family owned and community grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road, next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith coming to you live from Napoleon High School. The Pirates and Hanover Horton Comets warming up, getting ready for some Cascades Conference action. Tip off still a few minutes away. Jason, why don't we take a look at that Hanover Horton Comets depleted starting lineup? I mean, it's not awful, but when you start looking at Jared Van Camp is out of the lineup and Trevor Keeler is probably not going to play tonight, didn't even travel with the team, starts to look a little sparse.
Yeah, they look a little thin on the lineup there tonight, and also just in warm-ups, they look a half step slow. I just pointed it out to you just a moment ago, and they're going to line up a little different look tonight versus the last time we saw them for head coach Chad Mortimer. They're going to run out the senior guard, Scott Bowden, along with the other senior guard, number three, Leonard Jeffries, and they will be up front, or coupled up front with seniors Evan Harold and Hunter Zeman, along with Brandon Miller for Hanover. And this is a team that can score points in bunches. They're averaging about 69, 70 points a game, only allowing 40. So this is a team that they rely on offense heavily, but they also play really, really good defense. And you're going to notice a lack of that slightly with the Jared Van Campen and Trevor Keeler off the bench not being
allowed. I was saying, when I consulted with Coach Mortimer about the starting lineup, he said, look, we got four guys who are going to go about 5'8", and then, you know, Evan Harold is about 6'4", but they're going to be running out a small crew, so it kind of maybe changed a few of the things we saw them do, especially early in that game against Michigan Center, where they look to get everything down low into the paint. Maybe they're running a little bit different offensive game plan tonight.
Yeah, you would think that with that smaller lineup, they're going to take advantage of the speed and the quickness, but in warm-ups, they look slow, they look sluggish, like the flu's going around the team, which it is doing. And so we'll see how that plays into their game plan. And Chad Mortimer, whenever he's at the helm of a team, you know they're going to come ready to play. So he'll have his guys ready, whether their bodies want to or not, but we'll see how well they hold up.
Yeah, and how about for the Pirates? Looks like usual suspects.
Yeah, absolutely. The last time we saw them, it's the same lineup for the 9-2 Pirates under head coach Jeremy Fial, who's got his team playing really, really well. He's going to run out seniors Joel Johnson and Greg Weatherspoon in the backcourt, along with junior Darren Hampton, senior Jacob Chadwell, and junior, the big man in the middle, number 50, Ty Rose.
And that's where you start going, recognizing that. That might be some matchup difficulty if Napoleon's able to work it down to Rose. You know, that's That's a matchup difficulty even for as long as Evan Harold is to guard that big body down low. And then Napoleon's got a little bit more size running around the perimeter too. So kind of thing we'll be watching out for during this one is those matchup difficulties.
Yeah, well, I think if you're Napoleon, you get the ball down low. You force the ball down low if you have to Ty Rose. They've also got size off the bench, as we saw the last time we were here with Isaiah Phelps, who's out on the floor. He's lengthy as well. Doesn't quite have the size that Ty Rose has, but Isaiah Phelps is a big guy. Riley Elliott is tall as well. So if they can get the ball down into the low block to those guys, it's going to be a long, long night for Hanover Horton.
Well, you know, we can go over all the things on paper, but there's a reason they play the games, and it's because you never know. We are just a couple minutes away from tip-off. Why don't we take another three-minute break here on the pregame? I'm going to see what I can do. Head over to Facebook and see if we got any commenters on our live video. Maybe we can mention who won our Pistons tickets. Pistons and the Spurs, February 10th. This is the final season at the Palace of Auburn Hills, so not too many more trips for the Spurs into that building. So
I believe it's their last one, actually.
Yeah, so makes a ton of sense to... here we go. So our initial commenter, Patrick Kelly, will have our Pistons tickets for this game. You can pick those up at the radio station at 1700 Glenshire Drive between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday. Let's go ahead and take we'll take 3 minutes now here on the pregame. We'll come back with a tip-off on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle and Jason Smith live at the Pirate Dome. Getting ready to get action underway here. Starters being announced on the floor. And good turnout tonight, Jason. So it looks like we might have a raucous crowd. And you know, something that struck me when we were here for the Napoleon game with Michigan Center, a game that the Cardinals won in kind of dominant fashion, pretty much led the wall-to-wall, won by 27. I had more than one person come up to me and kind of vouch for the team and say, look, we didn't play great tonight. We're better than this. Which, you know, in a couple ways, it says to me the community's kind of got high expectations for this team, and they've seen them play better than that. So I'm looking forward to seeing them maybe step it up a little level here tonight and defend their home court against, you know, an always good Hanover Horton team.
Absolutely. The Hanover Horton team is very, very good, but Napoleon, on the flip side of that, also very talented, very big, good size, good depth, good team all in all. I mean, this a team that's coming off of a couple of rough seasons, but they're learning how to win now. Early in this year, they've played teams, all of their record over 500, 64 and 62 is the opponent's winning percentage year to date for Napoleon. The rest of the season is going to be tough for them, as we mentioned. The teams they're playing going forward, playing at almost a 600 clip at 66 and 45. So they've been tested so far, and they're going to continue to be tested going forward. So this should be a very interesting matchup here for Napoleon against a somewhat depleted Hanover.
Yeah, you know what you're always going to get out of Hanover's execution. They do the little things very well, the rebounding, the ball control, protecting the rack, and, you know, valuing possessions, things like that. So I look forward to a good one here, and we're getting the teams out to the center circle. And that's going to be Big Ty Rose jumping against Evan Harold. And, man, I tell you, Harold, I say he add a couple inches during the offseason. Size-wise, he's going to match up pretty well with Ty Rose now that you get the eyeball test. Matter of fact, they do not even guard him with Ty Rose. Ty Rose is matched up against Scott Bowden, who's going about 5'8".
They'll put Joel Johnson on Evan Harold, and that's going to be over and back.
Good pressure by the Pirates on the wing, and that's Zeman trying to pass it off to Jeffries and went back court with it. First turnover here for the Comets. Possession arrow Napoleon's way. They'll trigger the offense with Darren Hampton. Hampton brings it to the right wing. Looking down low to Big Ty Rose. Working one-on-one with Harold. And
locked
by Harold. So you see that length coming in handy for Evan Harold down low. Back the other way for the Comets. And that is Brandon Miller. Miller sets things up near the mid-circle. Working the ball to the right wing. Zeman thought about a three. Thinks better of it. Goes down low. Jeffries taking it to the rack. Can't finish it, but he will draw contact and head to the stripe. 7:14 to go, nothing.
Good inside pass there by Hunter Zeman to get the ball down low to Leonard Jeffries.
We saw Jeffries do a really good job handling the ball and on the defensive ball pressure against Michigan Center's Kylan Brown. Here he hits the free throw, and Hanover Horton's on the board.
Definitely held Kylan Brown, I wouldn't say in check, but held him under control as best as you can handle Kylan Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Second of the pair rims off, and Napoleon chases down the rebound. Chadwell's got it, and he gets it to Hampton. And he brings up the Napoleon offense, working to the right wing. And nice move by Johnson on the baseline. Shot goes up, no good. Harold rebounds. Napoleon struggling to shoot early going. Zeman brings it up, working against Jeff. Weatherspoon gets it into the lane, now gets up to Bowden, loses the handle, and Chadwell comes up with a loose ball up the floor to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon attacking in the lane. Shot goes off the high glass, miss, gets his own rebound. Second attempt is through, and Napoleon leads 2-1.
We thought that might be the plan of attack for Napoleon going into this game, getting the ball down low and trying to force the attack inside.
Jeffries off the dribble down the lane. Lefty scoop, missed it, just in and out. Rebounded by Napoleon. Hampton up quickly down the right side, takes it to the rack, bump. Scores it, doesn't get the whistle, but Napoleon leads 4-1 early. Here comes Jeffries attacking, gets to Bowden. Bowden will hand off to Zeman, working outside the arc on the right wing. He'll dribble back toward the top, resetting the offense for Hanover. Attacking the rim, Zeman now he'll pass it back out to Jeffries. Jeffries gets to Harold outside of the arc. Swings it to Miller. Miller's three-point attempt misses, bounces up high off the support out of bounds. It'll be Napoleon ball.
And you see Napoleon early on, not only are they attacking the basket down low, but they are trying to run on every possession in that transition game just to get at some of the Hanover ball players a little bit on the winded side.
Mortimer comes quick off the bench with Van Kampen into the game. We understood he was one of those suffering with flu-like symptoms. So off the bench early for the Comets. Shot goes up from behind the arc for Weatherspoon, rebounded. Now Harold jumps in front of him. Pass stolen. Battle for the rock. Squirts out of bounds. Last touch. Comets. That's going to be Napoleon ball. Harold doing a good job on Ty Rose down in the low post. Johnson inbound for Napoleon. Jeffries almost knocks it away. Bedwell able to hold on, and a double dribble there as he brought his... Looked like he was looking to pick up the rock to pass it and then changed his mind. 5:24 to go first quarter, 4-1 Pirates. Jeffries and the Comets on the attack now. Slowly up over the midline, picked up near half court by Chadwell. Goes to Zeman on the left wing. Down to Van Kampen on the low block. Ty Rose is there in the defense. Van Kampen misses the shot, but he'll go to the stripe, drawing the contact.
That foul on Ty Rose, his first team second.
Van Kampen off the bench, quickly making his presence felt. At the stripe, and he hits. 4-2, Comets trail the Napoleon Pirates at home. Well, the Comets are on the road, the Pirates are. We're here at the Pirate Dome, as they call it. As Van Kampen's second free throw rattles out and goes back down. 4-3, one-point game. Pirates back with the ball. Hampton dribbles over midcourt. It's a screen from Johnson. Working to the right wing. Looking down to Ty Rose on the low block. Move to the center of the paint. And a nice score and move by Ty Rose.
They made that look easy. Had the mismatch and took advantage of it.
On the opposite end, Comets try to feed Van Kampen on the low block. Can't handle the pass. Lose it to Napoleon. Now they turn it back over. Zeman will attack. Loses the ball for a moment out to Van Kampen for three. Off the rim. Rebound tap twice. Comets come up with it. Jeffries fakes a three. Now he'll get back to the top and Miller. Miller going to drive. Now kicks back to Zeman. Zeman deep triple. Off the back rim. Rebounded by Hampton and Napoleon. Back on the attack. Fast breaking. Open look for three for Chadwell, and he'll knock it down. Big three-pointer for the Pirates. Make it 9-3 with 4:19 to go in the first. Miller on the left wing for the Comets. Gets to Van Kampen at the top of the key. Now to Jeffries, right wing. He'll dribble back to the top, triggering the offense for the Comets. Miller, left side. Looking down to the low block. Nothing there. The pass to Van Kampen at the top. Looking to drive against Big Ty Rose. Scoops it. Missed it off the back tip. Evan Harold will get that one in. 9-5 is our score.
Good game so far played on both sides of the ball.
Hampton bringing it up for the Pirates. You get a screen from Johnson at the top. Works to the right side. Chadwell looking to work down to the post. Nothing there. Hampton resets at the top of the key. Now he's looking for Rose in the high post. They get it down to him. Double teamed. And gets to Weatherspoon who finishes deep in the paint. And Napoleon really... working it down in the low block in the early going. 11-5, they lead.
Trying very hard to get the ball down to Ty Rose, creating mismatches to get him in the low block against a much smaller opponent.
And Rose, nice job to pass out of the double team to streaking Greg Weatherspoon. Shackles up from the baseline on the other end for the Comets. Missed by Miller, rebounded by Rose, and Napoleon back on the attack. Weatherspoon ahead of everyone. Van Kampen hustles back on the defense. Weatherspoon's going to back it down. Spin move off the glass, no good. Harold's there for the rebound. And the Comets go the other way. Jeffries working up the right side, and he'll attack the basket. And a nice floater. Block attempt by Rose, no good. And Jeffries finishes it 11-7. Is our score. We got about 2:50 to go here in the first. Hampton bringing it up for the Pirates. Chadwell off a screen into the paint. Floater from about the free throw line, and he hits it. 13-7. The Pirates keep that margin. At six, Jeffries coming up the right side for the Comets and gets into the corner. Zeman now to the low block, Van Kampen. And Ty Rose will reach around to knock the pass away. He'll get whistled for the foul.
That's going to be his second, team's third, and we're going to get some mass substitutions here for Hanover. And we'll get Scott Bowden checking back in along with Rhett Laketa and Jack Brockie.
Yeah, a little youth movement here on the floor right now as McCrum also comes off the bench for Napoleon. Just a freshman, Tobin McCrum. And like you said, you get Laketta, who's a freshman, into the game early here for the Comets. Again, the Comets working with a short bench tonight. The flu making its rounds through the locker room.
And Tobin McCrum played really well, the freshman for Napoleon. Played well against Michigan Center the last time we were here.
Yeah, doesn't do a lot to hurt the Pirates while he's on the floor. Joel Johnson working from the high post. Stolen, and Van Kampen will take it the other way for the Comets. Takes a bump. Looks to feed Jeffries on a cut. Nothing there to score it, but Jeffries comes away with it. Dribbles back behind the arc. Picks up the dribble. Now looking to Bowden at the top of the key. Bowden will drive.
Well, got away with a travel
under,
there.
Has it blocked. Knocked that about the last touch to Napoleon. Yeah, the audience saw it.
Yeah,
looking for an extra step on the takeoff.
We had a good look at it.
Inbound coming from Jeffries on the baseline for the Comets.
That's normally one the officiating staff will catch almost every time.
Laketta drops it down to Van Kampen, and he's able to take a big sweeping step move on the low block. 13-9 the score. Van Kampen's played well since getting into the game. Pirates back on the attack. A little miscommunication. Looks like the pass is going to McCrum. Weatherspoon stuck his hand out, and it goes out of bounds. 13-9 our score, minute 34. We'll get a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a 30-second break as well. Again, 13-9, Pirates lead on WKHM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
1:34 to go first quarter. Comets trail by four with the ball. Chance to cut into that Pirates advantage. Jeffries bringing it up against Greg Weatherspoon. Dribbles to the right wing. Now he'll pass off to Laketta. Laketta dribbles into the paint. All the way to the basket. Lefty finish is good.
The freshman, Rhett Laketta, with a great play there. During the break, Riley Elliott, the junior for Napoleon, checked into the game.
McCrum working with the ball. Freshman for the Pirates, dribbles to the right wing, looking to feed Chadwell on the low block. His defender, Jeffries, falls down. Floating shots, no good. Long rebound tapped out. Chase down. That is Jack Brocky. Can't quite get the handle on it. Last touch, Comets, Napoleon. Keep the ball down on their end of the floor.
Hunter Zeman will check back in, replacing Jeffries.
Elliott inbounds to Hampton. Back on the floor goes to McCrum at the top. McCrum working against Brocky. Now dribble to the left wing. Gives to Chadwell. Chadwell, baseline, pull-up jumper. Rattles home. Make it 15-11 Pirates. And now they set up with full-court pressure. Zeman will bring it up against Weatherspoon. Gets around him, and now we got the attack. Numbers for the Comets, gets to Van Kampen. He wants to make a move on the baseline, has it knocked away. Zeman comes up with a loose ball, airballs the baseline. Jay, rebounded by Weatherspoon and the Pirates. Jacob Chadwell working with the ball. Now he hands to Hampton. Hampton will set things up near midcourt.
Looks like they're going to hold for one here.
14 seconds to go, first quarter, 15-11. The Pirates lead. Hampton will dribble in. A little contact, open look for three. Chadwell off the back iron. Rebound tapped out. Weatherspoon will get one more shot from the baseline. He missed that. Van Kampen with the rebound. Flings it full court, but the buzzer sounds. 15-11 is the end of our first quarter. Pirates lead the visiting Hanover Horton Comets. 1 minute break, and we're back with the second quarter on WKHM.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, command is our sub of the day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Why is it important that auto owner's insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock, second quarter, ready to get underway. The Pirates will start with the ball. Colton McCrum takes the inbound pass in the backcourt, works over the midcourt line against Miller, all the way to the bucket, scoop it, missed, rebounded Jeffries, and the Comets go the other way. Streaking up the right sideline. Jeffries going to go all the way to the basket. Double clutch. And drops it off to... That's Miller. Miller missed the shot. And Napoleon comes away with the rebound. A lot of contact down there. No whistles. Just three team fouls against the Pirates. No calls against the Comets at this point in the game. Weatherspoon at the top of the key. Goes left side to McCrum. Looking to get down low. And Riley Elliott powers his way to the bucket. It's going to make it 17-11 Comet, or excuse me, Pirates.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it for Napoleon.
Yeah, continuing to attack the basket. Miller working on the right. Deep wing for the Comets into the corner, and Scott Bowden. Bowden will dribble out and feed to Zeman. Zeman will take it off the dribble. A couple bounces, gets into the elbow. Now down real low to Harold. Blocked by Elliott on the lefty jump hook attempt. Nice defense in the low block. Riley Elliott. Elliott goes about, I'd say he's about 6'2".
He's got good length to him. He's only a junior.
Inbound into the corner for Zeman, and quick hands by Weatherspoon. Ball knocked loose, last touch by the Comets, and Greg Weatherspoon creates a turnover. It'll be Napoleon Ball with a six-point lead in the second quarter here on WKHM. Online around the world, WKHM.com.
Resetting the floor for Hanover. They have Bowden, Harold, Van Kampen, Miller, and Jeffries into the game.
McCrum with the ball for Napoleon. Screen and roll from the top. Good feed down to Chadwell. Knock away. Last touch, Bowden, and that'll be Pirate ball. Nice feed down there to Chadwell. Nice defense to recover from Hanover Horton. Inbound comes from the Pirates. Connor Smith ends up in McCrum's hands near the elbow. Feed out to Elliott. Looks to drive baseline. Blocked by Harold. Bowden saves it, but saves it to no one. It goes out of bounds on the other side of the floor. Nice effort by Bowden after the block by Harold on Riley Elliott. Those two guys trading blocks here on opposite ends of the floor. Weatherspoon to inbound from the sideline. Got to get it off. Take timeout. Good defense by the Comets to deny the inbound.
Smart play by Weatherspoon to call the timeout there to avoid the 5-second call.
Valuing the possession, 6:27 to go. We'll take a 30-second break here in the second quarter. 17-11, Pirates lead the Comets on WKHM.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of timeout, McCrum into Chadwell near the elbow. Fadeaway jumper falls through. We got a 19-11 Pirates lead. Bowden on the attack back the other way for the for the Comets. And he's short on the attack, rebounded by the Pirates. 19-11 lead, 6:08 to go in the first half. Tobin McCrum brings it up for the Pirates. Right wing now goes to the top. Weatherspoon feeds Chadwell near the elbow. Again, the high post area. He works his way to the bucket against these smaller Jeffries, and Chadwell able to score it.
That's 11 points now for Chadwell, who's got the hot hand for the Pirates tonight.
They're rolling 21-11, and we're going to travel on the other end by the Comets. Turnover.
And that's going to force a substitution for Chad Mortimer. Jack Brocky checking into the game. He'll replace Leonard Jeffries. He's joined by Brandon Miller, Jared Van Campen, Evan Harold. While Jeffries does come in, Scott Bowden will sit down for the Comets. Ty Rose checks in for the Pirates.
McCrone working his way over the midline for the Pirates with a 10-point advantage. Down to Ty Rose. He'll kick out to an open. That is an open Connor Smith.
Smith
missed the triple. Rebound battle, and Weatherspoon comes away with it, and we'll get a whistle against the Comets.
That foul goes on Leonard Jeffries, his first.
Team first. With 5:28 to go in the first half, the Comets commit their first foul. Get a hand over Horton. Timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Here, 5:28 to go in the first half.
It's probably smart for Hanover. They're running with a short bench. You might tend to play a little bit softer on defense, knowing that you can't afford to get in foul trouble. You're already short as it is. You've got five guys on the bench that you're probably going to have to rotate all five throughout the game. So it's probably a smart play by the Hanover team to keep themselves light on the defensive end, stay out of foul trouble, and hope that they can keep pace, which unfortunately they have not been able to do thus far.
Yeah, trailing by 10, 5:28 to go. Pirates rolling, and they seem to have found some stuff that works. You know, they have been battling it down to the low post, looking to get it into their big guys, Ty Rose. And even somebody like Jacob Chadwell, who's not a low block player, but he's finding a mismatch with smaller players, has been able to use that post move.
Joel Johnson hits a nice jumper.
Joel Johnson's got a nice stroke for the Pirates. We saw him hit a couple threes against Michigan Center. Found an open look there and hit it. 23-11 in the Pirates' lead. Comets back on the offense. Brocky working with it near the mid-circle. Now he'll get to Jeffries. Jeffries near the top of the key trying to feed Harold in the paint. Fades out to the low block. Jumper rattles in and comes back out. Rebounded by the Pirates. McCrum up the right side. He'll attack the basket. Lays it in.
Good move by the freshman.
The finish, 25-11. It's a 14-point Pirate advantage. And the Horton Comets don't find themselves in double-figure deficits too often. With 4:38 to go in the first half, they've only managed 11 points. Brocky will dribble toward the top of the circle. Gets back out to Van Campen. He'll dribble in, now steps back. Now dribbles in. Gets down to the low block. Kick out to Miller. Miller stutter step and pass it off. Deep three for Jeffrey is missed. Rebounded Johnson. And they'll get it to McCrum. Dribble up for the Pirates. 25-11, 4:10 to go in the first half. Johnson's got it deep left wing. Now he'll hand off to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon kick out. That is Colin Bradley in the game now. Down to Ty Rose, takes the dribble, kicks back out to Bradley, resets, looking to feed the post. Nothing there, back out to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon goes to the opposite block. Johnson working against Jeffries, big height advantage, missed the jump hook, and that's rebounded by Harold. And the Comets get a stop on that possession.
Much needed for the Comets.
I just got to figure out a way to get some numbers up on the scoring column. Jeffries driving on Weatherspoon, and Weatherspoon riding him down there. I get a whistle.
That's going to be the first on Weatherspoon, team's fourth.
That is correctly called on the ground.
Oh, they're going to call that on Ty Rose? Oh, they did end up calling that on Greg Weatherspoon. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Ty Rose wasn't anywhere near the play.
Yeah. Jeffries will inbound from the baseline. Gets it out to Zeman back in the game for the Comets. Zeman dribbles slowly to the top. Now gets to Harold, deep right wing. Van Campen at the top of the key. Starts backing his way in. Kicks out. Zeman dribble drive attempt. Now he'll pass it down to Harold. Harold has to go back out to the triple line. Jeffries now deep right wing. Dribbles into the free throw area. Back out to Laketa. And Laketa tries to feed Van Campen on the low block. Knocked away, but we're going to get a whistle against the Pirates.
So we've got Harold, Zeman, Laketa, Van Campen, and Jeffries in the game for Hanover. On the flip side, looks like Johnson, Weatherspoon, Hampton.
Jeffrey is looking to inbound. And he'll have to take a timeout now as the Pirates deny on the inbound. 3:09 to go. First half, 25-11. Pirates advantage here at home at the Pirate Dome against the Hanover Horton Comets. Shout-outs to some of our sponsors, including the Hanover Horton Schools. You know, I hear a lot of teachers and people talk about Hanover Horton. Of course, they have an outstanding basketball tradition, including 14 straight district championships. But when I hear the people in the community and the teachers talk about it, they always talk about educational opportunities at Hanover Horton. Pretty proud of their curriculum.
Absolutely.
They do a great job.
They're student-athletes for a reason. They're students first. And Hanover really embraces that with their excellent educational programs.
And Lomar Machine and Tool, Modern Waste Systems on the game tonight. Jackson District Library, Advanced Fluid Technology. Advanced Fluid Technologies have been supporting high school sports in the area for a long, long time. We're glad
Absolutely.
To have them on board. Out of the timeout, Hanover Horton sets up their offense here. We'll see what Chad Mortimer drew up in the huddle. 3:09 to go in the half. Jeffries to inbound. And he still struggles to get it in. Looking to Harold, and errant pass goes out of bounds. Turnover.
Jacob Chadwell going to check back into the game for the Pirates, replacing Colin Bradley. You've got Weatherspoon, Johnson, Hampton, Chadwell, and McCrum in the game for the Pirates. Jacob McCrum, Tobin McCrum, the freshman.
Hampton.
Solid game for him.
Yeah, Hampton now to McCrum. McCrum back to Hampton. Hampton looking to feed a cutting. Weatherspoon knocked away, covered by Laketta, and he saves it into Zeman. It will trigger the offense for the Comets. No numbers.
Great save by Laketta, the freshman.
Zeman missed a wide-open Harold up the left side, but now he goes on a dribble attack. Drops off to Van Kampen. Can't quite handle it. Loses it for a moment, then pulls it back in. Hustle for the ball. The ground comes into Zeman's hands. He's able to finish. That'll end a long scoring drought for the Comets. 25-13.
That was more of a rugby scrum than anything else.
Yeah, wild scramble on the hardwood there. And Zeman just happened to be the guy with the footing to come up with the loose ball and score it. Now a near steal there by Laketta, looking against Hampton. Hampton calling for a screen. Now a crossover dribble to the left side. Pass back to Chadwell. He goes all the way to the bucket. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded Harold.
Almost took an extra step.
That's Laketta. He'll pass it to Harold. Harold working up the left side. Now hands off to Jeffries. Jeffries against Chadwell. Off the dribble, goes to the bucket. Drops it off to Laketta. Lefty finish, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it on the floor. Mount back up with a pretty jump hook. Nice touch. 25-15.
You don't see that kind of skill out of a freshman, but Rhett Laketta with a great little hook there.
4-0 run for the Comets. Hampton coming back up for the Pirates. Hands off to Johnson. Johnson will attack across the way. Open look to McCrum for three. Off front rim. Rebound tapped. Zeman can't haul it in. Johnson comes up with it. Gets down to Chadwell. Up for the shot. Gets the bump and scores it. Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
And a great feed there to get that ball to Chadwell. And that's going to force a substitution for Hanover Horton. Jacob Sauber, the junior, will check into the game along with number 25, Chandler Garcia-Vance. Also a junior.
1:29 on the clock here in the half. 27-15. Making a 12-point advantage for the Pirates with a chance for Chadwell to add to that here.
We're going to get another appearance from Riley Elliott, the junior for Napoleon as well.
Chadwell long on the free throw. Rebound tapped around. Harold reels it in for the Comets. Sends it up the floor to Jeffries, who will trigger the offense up the right sideline. Now he'll dribble to the middle, all the way to the bucket. Kick out.
Garcia-Vance
goes back to Harold. Harold looking to get the ball to Jeffries. Jeffries has been aggressive attacking the hoop, trying to set up some of these other guys. Pass across the lane. And loose ball on the floor. We'll dive down for a tie-up. No, we need a whistle.
Oh. Good job by Sauber to keep the play alive. That foul is going to go on the freshman, Tobin McCrum, his first, team second. Team sixth.
Sauber went to the sideline to inbound. We're going to get that inbound coming from the baseline. Jeffries to pass in. He's had some difficulty getting it in. Nice cut by Sauber. And a nice finish down in the low block for the junior. Big bucket there for the Comets, trying to keep pace, trailing by 10 here in the first half with under a minute to go. Hampton working against Jeffries, dribbles to the left side. Now he'll hand off to, that is, Bradley. Bradley comes across the top, gives to Chadwell, looks to attack, has it knocked away. Sauber with the quick hands, and now Jeffries on the attack for the Comets. No numbers. They look to get it back out of there. And he'll drop it off to Harold with 35 on the clock. Wide open triple look for Jeffries, and he missed it. Rebounded by Elliott. Tries to get the quick outlet off the hands of Hampton. We'll keep it on the Comets offensive end. 29.4 on our first half clock, and it's 27-17. Napoleon Pirate leads. Sauber gets it into Laqueta in the left corner. And he has knocked away. Last touch Pirates. On the inbound here, Jeffries gets it into Laqueta, standing by himself. Pump fake, steps inside the arc. Jumper rattles in and out. Rebounded Harold. And he'll get some contact. And that's going to be 1-1. 17 foul on the Pirates. By my count.
That is 7, yep.
There it goes.
That is the foul on Riley Elliott, his first.
Not a real foul, heavy first half. Nice job by the officials letting them play, and nice job by the kids not committing anything egregious.
Yeah, they're calling what they have to and letting them play with the rest. And, you know, nothing ticky-tack, as a lot of people would say.
Harold at the stripe, and he hits the first. First time in a while the lead's been under double digits. Comets seem like they found some rhythm here late in the half, and it's been a couple of youngsters. As Harold hits the pair, but credit going out here to Jacob Sauber and Rhett Laqueta playing some big minutes here for the Comets, a team that's facing a little bit of a flu virus making its way around the locker room. So they had a short bench, and they needed these youngsters to step up, and they're starting to.
Absolutely. Hunter Zeman's going to check in for Leonard Jeffries for Hanover.
Pirates hold for one here, final 9 seconds. Hampton, nice job on the screen and roll to Elliott. Down the low block, he's going to get an offensive foul. And there you go, Sauber stepping up and making another big play, taking the charge with 5:02. That's 5 2/100 of a second, excuse me. Hanover Horton's got one more chance, trailing by 8.
And Leonard Jeffries is going to check in, along with Jared Van Campen, Garcia Vance, and Leonard. Leonard Jeffrey is going to stay into the game here.
Sauber will set a screen for Jeffries. Harold gets it into him. 4 seconds, 3 seconds over the midline. Nice job racing up. And Campen got an open look. I don't know if he got it off in time. It's not going to go in anyway. So our halftime score is 27-19. The Pirates will get into the locker room with an 8-point advantage. And Hanover Horn got some things working, able to get a little comeback going there in the second quarter. And you could certainly see the difference. The rotation looked quite a bit different, and I think Chad Mortimer started to find a little comfortability with his substitutions there late in the half, and I'm sure he's got a game plan and some changes they'll make at the halftime to come out here and try and cut into that 8-point lead.
Yeah, you're never out of a game when Chad Mortimer is your head coach. He's going to keep them in the game. He's going to keep their heads up. He's going to keep motivating them to run through a brick wall, even though probably most of those guys just want to go home and go to bed and get some rest in with those flu-like symptoms. So we'll see what happens here in the second half, but so far Napoleon has a lot of the momentum.
Yeah, we'll take a three-second break here on the halftime. Come back and look at some numbers, set things up for the second half. Napoleon leads Hanover Horton at home. 27-19 on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better?
consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family owned and community grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road, next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live at the Napoleon Pirates Dome, 27-19. They've got an advantage going on here against the Comets. And, you know, Hanover Horton went on a long scoring drought there in the end of the first and into the second quarter, but they managed to get a few things working there late in the half, and I think they'll try to keep that rolling into the second half. But let's take a look at who led the way scoring-wise for, let's go for the front-running Pirates.
For the Napoleon Pirates here at Jim Dutton's Court, named after their famous former head coach, 414 career wins for him. You had Jacob Chadwell, who had the hot hand pretty much most of the first half for Napoleon. He had 13, along with Greg Weatherspoon, who had four. Then you had four different players, each with two. Joel Johnson, Tobin McCrum, Darren Hampton. They had five. Riley Elliott and Ty Rose. On the flip side of that for Hanover Horton, a balanced scoring attack, albeit a low-scoring attack, but balanced nonetheless. They had three players tied with four, and I did check the math. There is three players with four. Evan Harold, Jared Van Kampen, and Rhett Laketta, the freshman coming off the bench to chip in with four. You also had Leonard Jeffries, who had 3 points in the game, and then Jacob Sauber off the bench with two. Hunter Zeman, the starter, senior starter, had two as well.
Nice job checking math. I know you. That's not what you didn't think when you got the job. Math would be involved.
It is not my strong suit. No, but it's okay.
Yeah, we're getting close to 8 o'clock here in WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And online around the world is WKHM.com. If you're listening online, thank you for streaming. A couple minutes away from the second half here. I want to mention to stay tuned following the broadcast. We'll name our Jackson Area Subways Player of the Game. And we will set things up for our next broadcast, but we might as well give you a little tip. We will be live Friday at late afternoon. I guess that's evening technically.
Early evening.
Early
yeah.
broadcast from Jackson High School. They welcome Lansing Sexton to town. And my broadcast partner has the night off, so we've dusted off the man, the myth, the legend, Greg O'Connor, tapped for that game. So.
Oof, man. I can't wait to show up for the next broadcast after that and just have him standing there staring. Top that. How do you follow a legend? That I can't be done.
It can't. Well, but we'll do our best. We'll give it our best shot. And it's always just fun for me to get to hang out with Greg O'Connor for a night and check out some hoops down at Jackson High. So that's our Friday broadcast. Again, we get going about an hour earlier for those tilts on Friday night in that league. So. Just don't want anybody to tune in late and find out we're at the half already. But so that's where we'll be Friday. We'll take another minute here on the halftime, and we'll get back here and get things back underway. Hanover Horton trails Napoleon 19-27 on the Pirates' court here on WKHM.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible a problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com, your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Teams back out on the floor, 8 minutes on the clock, third quarter action, 27-19. The Pirates will start the second half with an 8-point advantage. Comets will start the half with the ball. Evan Harold, Louis Jeffries, Hunter Zeman, Brenna Miller, and Jared Van Kampen on the floor to start the half. Feed goes down to Van Kampen on the baseline. Nowhere to go there. He'll get it out to Miller. Miller goes to Jeffries. Jeffries fires the three. Short front rim. Rebounded Rose, and Napoleon gets a stop on the first possession. Hampton dribbles up to the right wing. Looking to feed the low block. Jacob Chadwell crossed the lane to Rose. Has it knocked away. And then call it out on Hanover Horton. It looked like Hanover Horton knocked it away, but it looked like Rose maybe made a swipe at it and got the last touch. But it'll be Napoleon Ball on the baseline. Feed goes into Johnson. He'll dribble out beyond the arc. Picks up the dribble. Now he'll go even deeper there to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon attacking on Van Camp, and now he'll go to Chadwell, right wing. Chadwell had a great first half scoring-wise. Get it to Weatherspoon for an open look. Weatherspoon drives in. Now fadeaway. Missed. Ty Rose big inside with the rebound. And he'll take a foul from, I think it was Jeffries.
Nope. They're going to call that on Harold. That's his first, team's first.
Hampton into a cutting Chadwell down on the low block, and Zeman commits the foul. Hannibal Horton comes away with the turnover up the right side. Miller pitches back to Van Camp and now into the corner. Miller fires the triple and nothing but net. Big shot.
Brandon Miller, the junior, burying the three in the corner. Yeah, I used to love that corner three, though. Not going to lie.
Napoleon back on the attack with only a five-point advantage now. And what are we going to get there? Whistle on the Comets.
That's going to go on Evan Harold. That is his second. Team's fourth. And now you have two players with two quick fouls in this one.
I don't think they had four fouls in all of the first half. Now they've got them in the first 2 minutes here in the second half. Jeffries have come out of the game for the Comets. Inbound goes to Weatherspoon. Backs his way down on the low block. Missed the shot. Rebound, loose ball. Van Kampen on the floor to get it. Gives to Harold, and Harold gets it out to Laketa. Laketa dribbles up the floor for the Comets. Looking to attack. Now kicks out to Miller. Open look for three in the corner again. In and out. Rebound tapped, and Weatherspoon will pick it up long and start the offense for the Pirates. Picks up the dribble, scoops it, avoids the charge attempt. McCrum comes in with a steal on the outlet. Back to Weatherspoon on the low block, and he'll get some more contact. Five now fouls against the Comets.
Very quick fouls, and that one, I believe, is going to go on Rhett Laketa. We'll see what the call is. Oh, they go on Evan Harold, his third. Team's fifth, and Scott Bowden will come in to replace Evan Harold.
You don't like that if you're the Comets having to have Harold go down to the bench with three fouls.
Yeah. If you're Napoleon, though, when he comes back into the game, you're sure to attack.
Napoleon setting up now near midcourt on the left side. Hampton, he'll dribble to the middle. Picked up by Zeman. Thought about a three now. He'll go to McCrum on the right wing. McCrum puts it on the floor into the corner. Johnson. Johnson dribbles out back to McCrum. Deep crossover dribble against Bowden. Into the elbow, pulls up the deuce and knocks it down. Big shot by the freshman McCrum.
Very pretty jumper there. Bowden drives. No call, but he'll get the bucket.
Shot. Thought he had some contact, and he does that double clutch and gets it in. So quick attack on the back the other way for the Comets, and they keep eating into this opponent lead. 31-26. They've got it at five. Hampton crossover has it knocked away by Bowden. Comes back up with it out to Chadwell for the three, and he's long off the rim. Rebounded by Bowden. Comets back on the attack. Zeman up the right side. Works his way across the middle. Now back out to the right wing. Trying to feed Van Kampen on the low block. Little knockaway. Now he'll go lefty jump hook. Soft touch. Bounces off front rim. And it's 31-28. And don't look now, but the Comets are within three. With 4:28 to go in the third. And a near steal by Zeman.
Big contact there. And that's going to be Zeman's second.
And for Napoleon, number 33, Riley Elliott.
Team six. And Darren Hampton is favoring that, looks like maybe the wrist.
Yeah, a lot of contact on that one. But you see Hannibal Horton in the second half being very aggressive against the Pirate ball handlers.
He'll stay in the game, though.
McCrum going to the high post. Riley Elliott hands back to McCrum. Now he'll kick back out Chadwell. Pump fakes on a triple. Jab, step, and drive. Gets all the way to the backboard. Speed from Chadwell, and he scores a big shot by Jacob. 33-28, back to a five-point Pirate lead. Zeman sets up the offense in the half court here for the Comets to Bowden. Finds a cutting. Laketa missed the layup. Scooped it, and it was sitting on the rim. And we're going to get a whistle against the Pirates. With a contact on the rebound attempt. It's going to go against Hampton, it looks like.
And that's going to go on Hampton. His second. Team's first.
3:54 to go here in the third. Zeman will inbound for the Comets under the basket. Had Laketa for a moment, missed him. Gets into Bowden in the corner. Now he'll go to the low block in Laketa.
And that's...
And Laketa going to get whistled for...
Going to be a walk, look like. Nope.
Maybe he did an offensive foul. Maybe a little clear out move there.
That's not what you wanted. You'd rather take the travel in that situation. That's going to be Laketa's first.
Yep, it's going to be a turnover. You'd rather it doesn't land in the foul column. Just the first against Laketa. But now with 17 fouls, 1-1 the rest of the way for the Pirates. McCrum, open look from the left corner. Air ball, missed it everything. Zeman rebounds for the Comets. Looking up the floor, Van Kampen calling for it. Can't get it to him. Bowden will now go into Van Kampen in the corner. Weatherspoon out to pressure him. And Campen feeds back out to Bowden. Bowden goes off the dribble. Hands off. Miller. Miller dribble drive into the free throw line area. Picks up. Now Van Campen. Nice cut. Thought about a three. Now he'll back down. Double team. Kick out to Zeman. Zeman. Patient offense by the Comets. Miller left wing. Dribbles into the free throw line. Blocked. Riley Elliott. Now stolen on the outlet. Now stolen back. Weatherspoon dribbles up the left side. He'll attack the basket into the air. Scoops it. Blocking foul. Score it. Plus one. Big bucket on the drive by Greg Weatherspoon.
Great bucket there by Weatherspoon. That foul goes on Van Campen, his first, team's eighth.
2:54 to go in the third. That makes the lead 35-28.
And you see Jacob Sauber and Jack Brocky check back in for Hanover.
And Weatherspoon completes the three-point play, 36-28. Pirates holding on to their advantage. Here comes Sauber to the Comets. Sauber goes to Bowden. Bowden makes a move on the low block. Can't get the up and under move. Weatherspoon comes away with the rebound. Up the left side for the Comet, or the Pirates. He'll attack into the paint. Now out to Elliott. Back to the top. Chadwell off the dribble. Has it knocked away, but a lot of contact down low. We'll see who it goes against.
Looks like it might go on Bowden, and they will call that on Scott Bowden. That's going to be his first. Team's ninth. Oh, that is going to go on Sauber, his first, rather. Check that.
Now with 2:32 to go here in the third, that's nine team fouls against the Comets. So the next one is two free throws the rest of the way. That's nine team fouls against the Comets, and they happen just one against the Pirates. Chadwell at the free throw strike for a 1-1. And he knocks the first one down.
Chad Mortimer over on the sideline discussing with the assistant coaches what they're going to do to slow down the Pirates.
Chadwell hits a pair, and that stretches the lead back out to double figures. 38-28 Pirates lead. We get a timeout from the Comets bench. We'll take a 30-second break on the broadcast and be right back. Pirates lead the Comets on WKHM.
Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Arrow offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Arrow Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at arrow.com/metalsoutlet.
Live and local, high school basketball is on Newstalk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:32 on the clock here, third quarter. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the Pirate Dome. And the Pirates, after seeing their lead cut down to three, have stretched it back out to 10. Comets in foul trouble now, 19 fouls. To just one for the Pirates. Chad Mortimer having to do quite the coaching job over on the bench tonight. Evan Harrell out of the game with three fouls.
Man, if you talk to Coach Mortimer, he's not going to say that this team was sick. Not going to use that as an excuse. This is a team that plays hard, has a lot of pride, and they just flat out got beat, if you ask Coach Mortimer.
A lot of game left to play. Van Campen comes across, catches at the elbow to Bowden. Bowden gets to Sauber at the top. Sauber had a nice first half, made a few big plays. That's Brocky feeding Sauber on the cut. Sauber will lose that one out of bounds.
You've got Bowden, Sauber, Brocky, Van Campen, and Laketta in for Hanover.
Yeah, the Comets going deep in the bench, making me learn a bunch of new names tonight. 2:06 on the clock. Hampton coming out. And feeding out to Elliott. Elliott gets to Chadwell, who's had himself a heck of a game in the scoring column.
And he's going to get two.
He's on the attack every time. So there's your 10th team foul. Two free throws the rest of the way for the Pirates. And two right now for Jacob Chadwell.
And that foul goes on Jacob Sauber, his second. So resetting the floor for Napoleon while we have a break in the action. We've got McCrum and Hampton in the backcourt with Jacob Chadwell, Riley Elliott, and Greg Weatherspoon.
First free throw for Chadwell is missed.
And Evan Harold
going to check back into the game for Hanover, replacing Scott Bowden.
And number three, Jeffries.
Jeffries will check in, replacing Brocky and Joel.
And Hanover Horton, number 23, Brandon Miller.
You hear Brandon Miller checking in for Hanover, replacing Jacob Sauber. Excuse me. And Joel Johnson checks in.
Chadwell's second free throw goes down. Harold will inbound Jeffries, bringing it up. They trail by 11. The Comets looking to get something going here in the second half. Laketta, deep wing, now to Evan Harold off the bench. Partially blocked on the deep two.
Yep.
Goes out of bounds.
Call that the official on the baseline called it Napoleon Ball. He was checked up by the official right in front of us, who had a much better look at it.
Inbound from Jeffries to Van Kampen on the low block. Jump hooks. Got a little contact, no call, but he does score it on the jump hook. 39-30. Jeffries on the ball defensively. Hampton dribbles up for the Pirates. Pulls up a triple, and nothing but net. Confidently knocks down the triple. Hampton doesn't look for a shot at Tom, but right there he knew it was good. Van Kampen on the attack. Reverse layup on the other end. They keep the lead at 10, 42-32. Van Kampen is just relentless on the offensive pressure, just trying to drive to the basket.
Some very good baseline moves out of Van Kampen.
Hampton brings it up now to Chadwell, looking to feed Elliott on the low block. Jeffries fronting him in the paint, but a tough matchup for Jeffries. Jeffries at about 5'6", 5'7", maybe. And Elliott goes about 6'2".
And getting an away from the ball foul. And that's going to go on Darren Hampton, his third. Just the team's second in the second half.
Under a minute to go here in the third. 44-32 is a 12-point Pirate lead.
Connor Smith checking into the game for Hampton.
Jeffries the inbound for the Comets. And tough to get it in. Gets it to Laketta deep. Now he looks down to Van Kampen on the low block. He likes to work down there. Spin move, lefty jump hook, and he'll score it. Van Kampen carrying the Comets in the scoring column right now. 10-point lead for the Pirates, 44-34, with McCrum bringing it up.
Van Kampen with 14.
McCrum catches Chadwell on a cut, and he drives in, kicks out. Pull up long, deuce. And then it is Connor Smith for the Pirates. Back and forth game right now. Louis Jeffries in the paint, and he goes double clutch with the lefty scoop and score it. Nice pace right now in this one, 46-36. Pirates lead, but they'll slow it down here for the final 10 seconds in the third. McCrum working against Miller, and he looks to drive into the free throw line. Out to Elliott, long triple from the corner, missed. Rebound tapped out. Last touch Comets, but the buzzer sounds, and we'll go to our final quarter with a 46-36 score. Pirates lead the Comets. Minute break on WKHM.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock. The Pirates start the fourth quarter with the ball and a 10-point advantage. 46-36, inbound goes to Hampton. Dribble over the midline, work his way to the right wing, looking to find Ty Rose in the low block. Nothing there. Skip pass. Chadwell pulls up, and that's good for three. Jacob Chadwell lighting up the scoring column.
Yes. Comets 23.
Comets back on the attack. Harrod looks to match it. Missed his triple try. Van Kampen on the offensive rebound attempt. And looks like he got a push into Chadwell's back. And now a technical foul is going to go against Jared Van Kampen. 7:36 to go here in the fourth. And this could be a big swing for the Comets.
And that foul goes on Jared Van Kampen. His second. So that'll be two shots on the foul and the tech, and another technical by the Hanover Horton Comets. This one, this time, on head coach Chad Mortimer, and he is still not happy at all.
You know what? It's in an incident they, like this, it's
did they just call that second tech on Van Kampen?
Yeah, he's still fired up.
He
over
is
there.
Angry.
He's staying on the floor right now. I don't know.
It looked like the signal was second technical on Van Kampen, which would mean he's gone for the game.
Yeah, it certainly seemed felt like it didn't seem like it was whistling against the bench. Van Kampen was still speaking, unhappy with that foul call. I thought I saw a clear push.
Yeah,
pushing the back to Chadwell and sent him to the floor. Chadwell misses the free throw.
And he'll get one more for the second tech.
Chadwell. 49-36 after a big three-pointer by the Pirates. Chadwell now hits the second technical. Make it 50-36. Now, something like this, it's going to cost him in the scoring column.
Yeah.
Now they get a couple free throws here for the because it's the Hanover Horton's got 10 fouls in the second half.
Yep.
So it's going to cost them a scoring count, and you know, it's going to put them down. They're down 14. They can make it 16 here and get the ball back. So, but what it could serve to do also is put a little fire under the Comets, and we'll see if this point total is too much to overcome.
This will be the second of the two free throws, and then Napoleon will retain possession after the technicals.
And the free throw attempts here. Okay, so that was the technical. So they get two shots per technical. So that's, he goes 3 for 4 on the technical free throws. Now he'll get his 2 for the foul. And there's another one.
And that's going to give Jacob Van Kampen now up to 24.
Oh, Jacob Chadwell.
Jacob Chadwell, excuse me.
So he goes 5 for 6 at the stripe.
And that will send Jared Van Kampen to the bench.
Laketa replaces him on the floor.
Been very impressed with Rhett Laketa.
54-36, making an 18-point game. That's a big point swing there. Basically an 8-0 run for the Pirates. And now they've got the ball. Hampton will drive. And goes high glass, missed. Rebound Johnson taps to Chadwell, and he'll score it again. Big trip down the floor for Chadwell, and it's a 20-point Pirate lead. Jeffries on the drive, gets all the way to the bucket.
He'll get the
nice move, easy finish. Here comes Hampton to the Pirates, gets a screen from Johnson. Now he'll hand to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon finds Johnson on the baseline. He'll
good
drive.
Feed.
A nice quick move by Johnson. He's got a nice offensive arsenal. Underutilized, in my opinion, I think.
We're going to get a timeout.
58-38. 6:51 to go fourth quarter. We'll take a 30-second break here on WKHM. Back with the final portion of this game on WKHM.
How did two regular guys end up with a popular PBS television show and a book that features cool people, places, and things that make Michigan a great place to be? Find out how it all happened with Emmy Award-winning producer Tom Dalton and Jim Edelman, the men from Under the Radar, Michigan. They'll travel to the Jackson District Library in downtown Jackson on January 21st at 2 p.m. Join them for an inspirational story of reinvention and discovery. Please call Debbie Sears at 788-4087. For more information.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
6:51 to go in this one, and a disastrous double technical. Well, two technical, back-to-back technicals against Jared Van Kampen to go with a foul. That was
This game went from a 10-point manageable lead for Napoleon to a 20-point dominating effort for the Pirates.
Jeffrey is out of the timeout for the Comets. Pass is stolen by Johnson.
So in the span of, a minute and 9 seconds, they put 10 points on the board and stretch this lead.
Hampton goes to Chadwell working deep right wing. Double screen for him. He'll give to Hampton. Thought about a three. Now he'll get a screen. Now goes to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon skip pass to Chadwell. Pump fake and drives.
And he's going to get an and one.
All the way to the bucket and scores. Draws a foul. I thought he took an extra step there on a little sideways move, but no whistle there.
Yeah, that foul going on Evan Harold. That's his fourth. And that's going to bring Scott Bowden back into the game.
60-38.
And Bowden will replace Hunter Zeman on the floor, not Evan Harold. So Harold will stay in the game with 6:15 to play with four fouls.
Chadwell, good from the free throw line. He's had plenty of practice tonight. 6:14 to go, 61-38 on the fast break. The Comets get it up to Bowden ahead of everyone. Has it knocked away. Now he comes up with the loose ball blocked again. Chadwell on the defense there. Bowden goes about 5'6", probably.
Yeah. But he's a good-sized kid. He's got the body to play down low and just unfortunately didn't have the height on that play.
The length was the effective tool there for Chadwell on the block. Comets on the inbound. Going to Bowden in the corner. Looking to feed the low block. Now he'll drive. Double clutch. And this time, Scott Bowden scores it. Into the trees on that one. 61-40.
Fearless move by Bowden to get down low.
Hampton. Picked up by Miller. Now he'll look to drive baseline. Kick out to Johnson for a long two. Left it short. Rebounded by Laketta. Jeffries will trigger the break for the Comets. And he'll pull up the triple. Off the back rim, long rebound out to Miller. Now he finds Harold all alone in the corner. Harold's three is a miss, rebounded by Laketta. Laketta looks to feed it out. There's another open look for Miller.
And he's going to get three shots. Oh, wait a minute.
No, that's going to go
call that down low.
Away from the ball. It's going to be Ty Rose and Laketta battling down low.
That's going to be Rose's third. Team's third.
In for Napoleon, number 33, Riley Elliott.
That'll bring Riley Elliott back into the game. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Jeffries, Harold, Laketta, Miller, and Bowden. Inbound goes to Miller. Deep three off the back heel. And another long rebound corralled by Jeffries. Jeffries on the attack. And he's going to get a foul call. Just four against the Pirates with 5:08 to go in the tilt. 61-40, the Comets trail.
That's just the first foul on Jacob Chadwell. A very disciplined game by him.
He's too busy shooting to commit fouls.
Isn't that the truth?
Jeffries into Harold in the corner. Now out to... Oh, it's Brocky. Brocky to Miller left wing. Miller looks to the top and Jeffries gets a screen from Harold. Picked up by Johnson. Now Jeffries will drive into the elbow area. Tries to step back and shoot. Now to Harold. Nice feed.
All wide alone.
Easiest shot Harold's had all night. Cut the lead to 19 with 4:47 to go. Comet's going to have to do something extra special to get back into this one. Hampton goes into Chadwell, deep right wing.
Chadwell's had the hot hand all night.
On the attack again, gets deep, and Harold blocks it and comes up with a loose ball and draws a foul.
That foul looks like it's going to go on Riley Elliott.
Riley,
that's going to be his third. Team's fifth. And Tobin McCrum will check into the game.
4 minutes, 31 seconds. On the inbound, Jeffries gets it. Full court pressure there, Chadwell, picking up Jeffries. Jeffries to Brocky. Brocky will dribble out.
Nice.
Now he's going to come back to Jeffries. Jeffries pulls a triple. That's going to be front rim, rebounded by McCrum for the Pirates. And McCrum will bring it up the floor himself. We're getting a 7 Harold. 61-42, 4:08 on the clock. Nice handles by McCrum. Now back to the top end. Who else but Jacob Chadwell? Crossover dribble. He'll pass to McCrum. McCrum dribbles now to the top. He'll feed Hampton deep right wing, and Hampton will pull it back out. Just eating some clock for the Pirates. Now double team comes. Hampton will skip pass it to McCrum. Now out to Chadwell. Wide open look for three. Oh, why not?
He had time to sit down and have dinner. Wide open.
Nothing but the bottom of the net for Chadwell. 64-42 lead, and on the other end, Jeffries answers for the Comets. Keeps the lead at 19 with 3:27 in the tilt. Trap coming at the half court, and a steal by Laketta. He'll look to take it all the way down. Finishes off the backboard.
Good play by Rhett Laketta.
Good trap by the Comets. Looking to steal the inbound. They break the pressure. Hampton will take it all the way to the back. Basket feeds to
Good Josh. Feed and one.
No, it's no. The offensive foul.
Ooh.
On the follow through for Hampton. Miller stepped up and took the charge in the lane. Wave off the basket and give the ball back to the Comets.
Great play.
But
that's going to go on Hampton. That's going to be his fourth. Team sixth.
Timeout from the Napoleon Pirate bench with 3:07 to go. They lead 64-47. We'll take a 30-second break on WKHM.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 3:07 of this one, and it's been the Jacob Chadwell show on the offensive end for the Pirates. 36, is that what you got him with?
36. Not bad to have over half of your team scoring.
Shooting high percentage. He's gotten to the stripe a few times, so he's having himself a nice night. And it's coming a good night for the Pirates. Comets struggled a little bit. You know, we mentioned they had some guys who were not able to play tonight because of the flu, and even some of the guys who are playing are hampered by flu symptoms. So no excuses coming from the Comets. And it was a huge 10-point swing from two technical fouls. Jared Van Kampen, that really stretched out the advantage for the Pirates.
Yeah, you had two technical fouls with two shots each, and then a pair of free throws coming after that.
Jeffries goes all the way to the basket and misses it. Weatherspoon on the rebound, and the Pirates get the ball back.
Chadwell hit 5 of 6. Stolen. Brett Laketta.
Laketta over to Jeffries, who pulls up the three. Missed that.
Rebounded by Joel Johnson.
Pirates get it back. 2:31 to go.
McCrum, the freshman, being guarded by Evan Harold, who's got about, what, 8 inches on him?
Yeah. Good McCrum spin dribbles across. There's Bradley. Bradley will hand off to Hampton.
It's a little three-man weave practice for Napoleon.
McCrum. Just looking to eat up that clock. Four corners offense. Now back to Bradley. Bradley will go skip pass to McCrum. Throw him into Weatherspoon. It goes down the low block for Johnson. Backs down. Goes up with the left hand. Draws a foul on the floor.
Yeah, that's going to go away from the ball, it looks like. On is that going to be on Rhett Laketta, I believe? Yep.
Wave the basket off, and we'll send Weatherspoon to the strike for a pair.
That's going to be two on Laketta. Greg Weatherspoon will shoot two. He has 7 tonight.
Final 2 minutes on the clock as Weatherspoon hits the shot. Chadwell back into the game.
And we'll see Jacob Sauber and Chandler Garcia-Vance for Hanover check into the game. Greg Weatherspoon will look to add to his point total with the back end of these two free throws.
Put the lead back at 19. And he missed it. Rebounded Garcia Vance.
Wide open dunk by Laketta for three, and he's long.
Missed everything. And you could tell he's right in front of us. That's one of those where you where it felt good off the hand, but it was too strong because it was right on line, just too strong. Minute 47, and we get a foul again on the other end. And that'll send the Pirates to the line.
And that foul is going to go on Jacob Sauber, his third.
At the line for Napoleon, number five, Greg Weatherspoon.
And Weatherspoon with eight. He'll get two free throws to try to add to that total.
Rattles the first one in and out.
A chance to take this lead up to 19 with the bucket here.
Second attempt for Weatherspoon, short. Front rim, rebounded Garcia Vance. It's out to Miller, up the floor to Brocky. Brocky takes it off the dribble, works his way all the way to the basket, and the floater is good.
First 2 points of the game for the freshman. And we're going to get a foul on Rhett Laketa. They're going to send Greg Weatherspoon to the line. That's going to be Laketa's third.
Minute 32 to go in this one. 65-49, Pirate advantage. I don't think I've seen anyone head to the exits yet.
Not just yet.
It's academic from this point out, but a very faithful Hanover Horton crowd, and the Pirates glad to see their boys. Maybe waiting to see how many more points Chadwell might stick up there before the night's over.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the school record is. I may have to go out and check on the wall real quick before this game is over.
Do they have them out there?
They do.
Might have to set, maybe somebody will take a timeout and we can make you run out there.
There we go.
Miller rebounds. Up to Brocky. Brocky will dribble to the middle of the floor. Now gets to Sauber. Long three. Missed. Rebounded McCrum. And the Pirates will send it back the other way and we'll get another foul.
And that one is going to go on Jacob Sauber as well. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to send the freshman Tobin McCrum to the line.
Minute 18 left in this one, 65-49. And that'll send McCrum to the stripe. Couple dribbles. He'll put it up. And that one's good.
That's now 5 points for Tobin McCrum, the freshman. Played very well. I mean, he's not lighting up the score sheet, but he's played great defense, done a great job off the bench.
Knocks down a pair. 67-49. Laketa inbounds to Brocky. Hanover Horton on the attack in the final minute 14. Brocky into the elbow, gets down to Sauber. Sauber will hit that jumper. 12-footer is good. Inbound goes to Johnson. Full court pressure from the Comets. Back to Chadwell.
Not the guy you want to put on the line.
Chadwell in. Now he'll kick out to Hampton. Final minute, and Napoleon looks to eat off the rest of the clock. Hampton. Hands to Chadwell. Doesn't look like Comets looking to commit a foul. There's Hampton wide open. Right wing. Now go back to Johnson. McCrum. Final 33. Crum deep, and the Pirates looking to eat the rest of that clock. McCrum will drive, has it knocked away from behind, and here comes Miller up the floor for Hanover Horton. Spin move, shot goes up. No, he drops it off down to Garcia Vance, and that pass will go out of bounds.
It's a little bit off on the pass there. Garcia Vance couldn't hang on. And the Napoleon student section starting to get involved in this one with 15 to play.
Final 12 seconds, and Hampton will hold on to it. Gets a little pressure from Brocky. Now Brocky will walk away, and they'll let him run out the final seconds on the clock. 67-51 will be our final. As the Pirates hold on, lead basically the whole way. Looked like Hanover Horton was going to make a run at him, and then a big technical foul or two against Jared Van Kampen. And stretch things right back out, and once that lead got up to 20, it looked daunting, and Hanover Horton just didn't have the firepower or enough time to get themselves back in. So huge game for Jacob Chadwell. And we'll come back and get our scoring totals, set things up for our next broadcast here on WKHM. Again, 67-51, our final. 2 minute break, and we'll be right back. Elliott.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving, and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right!
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmela Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle and Jason Smith, we are live for the postgame here. Napoleon handles their business against the visiting Hanover Horton Comets, 67-51. Jacob Chadwell comes up with 36 big points, and he is our Jackson Area Subway player of the game. And just shot really well, very aggressive, and seemed to get himself into the low block where he could score some easy buckets. And Jacob Chadwell did a nice job at the free throw line, hit a big three late in the game, and certainly pretty short discussion as to who the player of the game was tonight.
Oh yeah, not even a question. Jacob Chadwell finishes just 9 points shy of the school record with 36, the record held by Dale Richardson and Marshawn Robinson, each with 45. One did it back in the 70s. Marshawn Robinson did it in, 2007-2008 season. But a great game nonetheless by Jacob Chadwell, who was excellent on both sides of the ball for this for the Napoleon Pirates, who go to 10-2 on the year.
Yeah, Jared Van Kampen did not have a huge game. I mean, he was important for the Hanover Horton Comets when he was in there, but I guess his real contribution comes at the hand of a point where he had two technical fouls plus a foul that he had committed with the team of the double bonus. That resulted in 6 free throw attempts for Jacob Chadwell, as well as possession of the ball for Napoleon. And that just absolutely stretched out the lead. They got it up to 20 after that, and Hanover Horton just didn't have the, I don't know if you want to call it firepower,